This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Campari is brought to you by...
We are so excited to announce that the Campari After Dark Alive Tour is coming back. We are first returning to Los Angeles on November 20th at the Bourbon Room. And then we will be in London. Yes, the first international date of the Campari After Dark live experience is coming to London, of course, because this is where it all began at our first meet and greet. On December 8th, we will be at Neon 194. This live show is presented by our friends over at AEG. So if you haven't gotten your tickets already, what are you waiting for? December is right around the corner. Every Campari After Dark live experience is so different than the other. So make a trip. Or if you live in London, come to the Campari After Dark live experience and just announce, Washington, D.C., we're coming back. We're coming back. Yes, we're coming back to Union Stage, Washington, D.C. Come out. Get your tickets are now available. Let's sell out all three shows for 2024 and the early part of 2025. We'll be in D.C. on January 24th. More information on all tour dates will be available in the description. I'll see you guys soon.
You're listening to Campire here on the Campire Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Campire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like the video, be sure to share the video. This is your Diddy update. This is all about Diddy. And as you know, Diddy is awaiting for a bail appeal next week. He's been denied bail twice for grounds of being a flight risk. But more importantly, they're scared that he is going to be coercing witnesses. And they used the Kalena Harper text messages, at least what, 54 text messages in the span of 4 days. Well, not text messages, calls and harassment, allegedly. We also did a separate video letting you guys know Kalena Harper has now spoken out in an interview, and we went through that interview, and it was quite disturbing. If you missed it, be sure to check that out, okay? She says that she's more than willing to speak to the feds and say that it was just a my big homie calling me. If they watched that interview, Kalena Harper is not a credible witness, unfortunately. Unfortunately. All right. So we talked about that this week. We also talked about Sean Diddy Combs' sons almost getting into a fight with Ray J and Chris Brown being the one to break up the fight and before it led to like some physical something. We talked about that this week. As you also know, last night we went live and let you know that there is a new Diddy witness, someone who claims to have multiple Diddy freak-off videos. Also claims to have the real Kim Porter book. So yesterday when TMZ met up with Arielle Mitchell, remember the shakedown attorney that we talked about? Sorry. The more I see her, the more she just confirms to me she's a shakedown attorney. Okay? But after this interview, I said, I have to go live because literally yesterday I told you, I don't believe that this guy really is the source of this information. He does give a little bit more clarity on how he got this information. But let me tell you something. By the end of this video, I said,
lies, the lies.
Something ain't clean. Something ain't clean in this situation. But you may recall if you were here yesterday during that video, I said, I don't believe he's the source. I believe he is just the man, the representative that's willing to put himself out there. But I feel as if in this interview with News Nation, isn't News Nation supposed to be a credible platform? the more I watch some of their interviews regarding this situation, I'm like, y'all giving TMZ. Y'all giving not so credible. But look, there are a lot of not credible platforms that have millions and millions of viewers. Well, they did an interview with them. But before we get into the interview, for those that may have missed what we talked about yesterday, I'm going to play for you the original videos in regards to when TMZ met up with Courtney Burgess. This is the new Diddy witness that met with the grand jury. And apparently his interview on another podcast is the reason why the grand jury reached out to him. All right. So we're going to play that and then we're going to get into this interview. Okay. Keep liking the video if you haven't. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. Shout out to all of our King's Guards that are in the building, to our channel members, and of course, to our subscribers. But before we get into all of the mess, shout out to our sponsor for today's live video, because we got to pay the bills first. Okay. Before we do anything, we got to pay the bills so the lights stay on. Okay. All right. Our friends over at Common Goods. Literally, today is November 1st. Halloween is over. Christmas has begun. Yes, it's official. Okay, where is Mariah Carey? It's official. So Uncommon Goods has you locked, okay? They will help you this holiday season find the gifts that you need while also supporting independent and small businesses. Don't you love that? I love that. And I love the fact that they have something for every price range. And if you like quirky, different types of gifts, this is going to be perfect for you. If you're looking for something different, not the everyday, oh, I'm going to give you a gift card. Uncommon Goods has something for you, all right? Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. And as I said before, I love the fact that it supports independent small businesses. So to get 15% off of your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Kempire. That's uncommongoods.com/Kempire for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer and Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. More information on Uncommon Goods will be available in the description. All right, guys, don't forget to share the video. Don't forget to like the video. Easy, free, and it helps get the information out there. If you want to help us continue to build the channel, we're still celebrating 500,000 subscribers. Yes, 500,000 subscribers still. We're still celebrating five. Now we're at 503 all week long and all month long. And probably for the rest of 2024, we will be celebrating 500,000 subscribers here on YouTube. And if you're following us on TikTok, if you're following us on Twitter or Twitch or Facebook, and you haven't followed us on YouTube, I never assume that you do. Go subscribe. You're missing out. I'm giving you all of the Diddy updates there. Sometimes I just go live there. And sometimes I just post certain things there. So make sure that you check that out. All right. All right, so let me just remind you some of the stuff that we covered yesterday in regards to Courtney Burgess, a new Diddy witness that spoke to the grand jury yesterday here in New York City, along with his shakedown attorney, Ariel Mitchell. Look, there are going to be a lot of people that will love to spread misinformation to you guys. I'm not going to do that. If I share a conspiracy story, or I will tell you that. If I tell you I don't believe a story, I will tell you that. If I tell you like there's not a lot of information here, I'm going to tell you that. If I don't believe the story, I'm going to tell you that. I've been telling you some of the stuff, all the conspiracy things I've been telling you. I don't believe everything that we hear. There's a lot of truth and a lot of disgusting things that Diddy has allegedly done. I have to say allegedly because he hasn't been convicted yet. However, I think there are people taking advantage of this in a variety of different ways. From people that are on YouTube, from people that are on other platforms, from people that are claiming to be witness, from people that are filing. So I do believe that there are a lot of credible information about Diddy, but I also believe that along with the credible information, there's a lot of misinformation. So we need to be very diligent on what we believe and what we're spreading. But because we did a video yesterday talking about Courtney Burgess and him speaking to the grand jury, because that's a fact. He did speak to the grand jury along with the shakedown attorney, Ariel Mitchell. Sorry, Ariel. I just can't. I just don't like the way that you move. I've known thousands of attorneys. I've worked with I'm not kidding when I say I've worked with thousands of attorneys, and they all range. But when I see someone like this going on platforms and talking like this, I'm just like, are you not worried about your bar license? But maybe getting the bag and risking your bar license is worth it to her. Maybe. Maybe. Exactly. Nasra says, fame is a hell of a drug. It really is. All right. So let me just remind you what Courtney Burgess and Ariel Mitchell said to TMZ Photogs yesterday coming out of the grand jury testimony that he had to do.
Have the feds been in contact with you? I did watch your YouTube interview. I saw as of 2 weeks ago, they haven't been in contact with you. What about today?
Yes.
So they have been in contact with you. Is that why you're here today?
Yes.
Okay.
Homeland Security.
Oh, wow. So were you surprised, or was that the call that you were kind of waiting for?
Surprised.
Oh. Do you feel like the interview had anything to do with it, or?
Yes.
Yeah? How do you know Sean Combs?
Generation. Frank Lucas was my godfather and his father, and then we both was in the music business for 30 years together.
So you personally know him? Have
not who? No, who personally?
Sean Combs.
Not personally.
But you know of him. He knows
of
you.
Yeah, I used to be with Tupac, Hussein, Fatal. He stopped a lot of my music. A lot of other people who didn't care about him. You understand? It's not around today.
Right, so
from Def Jam Records.
Mm-hmm. You made a lot of allegations, right? Are you expected to eventually turn those things over, or?
Well, that's what we're going to head over to do now. So we have a hearing now to determine what we're going to do in terms of what documents we'll have to turn over and what documents we do not.
So why were you in court today?
Just to give testimony to the grand jury. He was subpoenaed by the court. So as we all know, if you don't answer a subpoena, the marshals will come to your house as they came to his house, and they will bring you here. So that's why we're here today.
I know you can't mention celebrities per se. You did mention some in the interview. So just to clarify, you can back that up with actual factual footage.
We have, it's things that we have, but we got to go to the other courthouse. So I don't know if that's any more questions, but we kind of got another hearing.
Are you nervous, or do you feel
cool? Nah, I ain't never nervous. Only thing's fair in me is God.
Only fear in him is God. For those that don't know, because I don't expect everyone to watch all of the videos that I've done, we have talked about Ariel Mitchell before. Ariel Mitchell was an attorney that represented another Diddy victim. She has since stopped representing that individual. She said that there was a breakdown in communication. I believe she has also signed on to represent new victims. Now, apparently, she's representing this victim. I want to, he's not a victim. He allegedly has information. Bev's asked this question. She says, I wonder if this attorney will eventually represent Jaguar. She's been real quiet lately. Literally just got a video sent to me. Jaguar was just on Sean Atwood's YouTube channel yesterday, Halloween. She was just on his YouTube channel. So she's still around. We just haven't seen a lot of her. Not sure exactly why, but in regards to Jaguar being represented by the Shakedown attorney, I'm telling you, that's going to be her YouTube name. She was on Piers Morgan the same time that Jaguar was on. You remember that episode where Beyonce and Jay-Z sent him a legal letter, a warning, basically, that even then you could tell, we went through that interview and we said, it feels like the way that she was sort of hyping up Jaguar, like she's trying to work with Jaguar. It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't shock me that she's been in communication with Jaguar. Okay. Oh, thank you, Hibiscus. Hibiscus says, we do watch all your videos, Kemba. I know. I mean, I try not to assume. There are some people that don't, which is fine. Okay. All right. So they went off. TMZ followed the Shakedown attorney and Courtney Burgess. And this is what they had to say about the Kim Porter Lost Words book.
I know you did mention what was on the flash drive before. Would you be able to kind of go over that now, or is that something that you can't discuss?
No, we're trying to go to discuss that now, what we will be able to talk to in terms of what was available and what was on those flash drives.
Okay.
But it was the book. So
it, so So it is Kim Porter's book, but not necessarily some of the stuff with the celebs that were mentioned besides.
It's hers. Nobody touched it.
Oh, so it is her official book.
Yes.
And no one touched
nobody
it.
Nobody altered it. Nothing.
So it's not the copy that the gentleman said that he was selling before. No.
No.
It's two different copies. That one was edited and we have the original copy.
So you're saying that the other copy was an actual real copy, even though the family said it wasn't.
It was a derivative work.
It was edited. The only way the family say that is because I forgot his name. Alvin Short.
Yeah.
Yeah. And besides that, how they know? A lot of stuff their mother did, they didn't know. And I'd like to say apologize to the mother and the family for the picture being on front of it.
Right.
You understand? I didn't put it there.
Right.
So, you know, they got to worry about bigger things.
Right.
Than what her diary was. You understand?
Right.
They should have started worrying when he was beating her.
Right.
When you start worrying about your mother after the fact.
Right. So, the book... Do you think that now, do you think it'll ever like be open to the public or after this or?
That'll be the next thing. I've been contracted to go to Amazon and work out whatever legalities that may have existed prior so that we can republish the book.
Wow. So the public will get to see her actual words and thoughts.
So very soon, the actual unedited version. We'll be putting that out soon.
So, I'm wondering, do you own the rights, I guess, or how does that work?
Yes, own rights was given to me, right?
I'll say possession is not essential to the law. So.
He says, I guess the rights were given to me. So yesterday, if you were here, I let you guys know. I'm not 100% sure that this guy is so connected to the situation. And we get a little bit more clarity because after the TMZ photogs paparazzi met up with them, apparently they were off to News Nation. They were off to News Nation to do an interview. And that's why I said we have to go live and talk about this. But before we do that, some of you had some interesting questions. Dimmy in the City, I love that name, says, why are they going through Shakedown? Meaning the Shakedown attorney that I keep referring to. Beautiful picture too, Dimmy. Why do they keep going? Look, there will always be an attorney that will take a case that a lot of other attorneys would not even risk because they don't see value in the information or they don't want to risk their credibility. They don't want to risk their bar license. Okay. So look, and like I said before, if you've been following our channel and we've been talking about this particular attorney, we're sort of like, is she not concerned the way that she's conducting herself on these media platforms? I get it. This is a high profile case and this is a lot of attention to her, but it felt as if she was presenting these freak off tapes in the public arena in order to force whatever celebrity that was on it for the price to go up. Because at the particular time when she was on News Nation the first time, she says that they were in negotiations. And basically this was supposed to be like a catch and kill situation. But at that time, the celebrity, a higher profile person than Diddy, was on this tape. So I have an update for you. They dropped by News Nation after meeting up with the photogs, because you'll notice from the outfit, the crowberry. I don't know what that is. That real Burberry? I don't know. Okay. And as some of you are saying, this bootleg version of TD Jakes. Stop. Come on. Okay. Let me show you when they drop by on News Nation. And Lynette says, she stays on News Nation, which makes me look at News Nation like, look, I'm not that familiar with News Nation. However, I thought they had a little bit more credibility than this, but I feel as if a lot of platforms, very much like Piers Morgan, are just jumping on it because they know this is a hot topic. They know it's a hot topic. And I get it. You have to go where the news is going. This is a hot topic. Diddy is not just someone that's huge in music and entertainment. He's huge as a powerful figure in the entire world. So when people say there's a higher profile person than him, a lot of people were making guesses and we were like, is that person considered higher profile or are they sort of on the same level? Okay, so Shakedown attorney and Courtney Burgess, the new Diddy witness, actually answered some of our questions, that we had yesterday when we first showed you them meeting up with paparazzi in the streets. So he already testified at the grand jury, and then he did this interview on News Nation. Okay. Okay. Oh, Savannah says, Kempire, did you see Diddy's party NDA? No, I didn't. Where was that? Let me know in the chat, y'all. This is a live show. We can Google Schmoogle it. Matter of fact, when we play this next audio, maybe I'll Google Schmoogle it. All right. And I'm pretty sure there were NDAs. Anytime you're around a celebrity, you're signing an NDA. I just don't know the value of NDAs anymore, especially in this era, because NDAs, as a reminder for anyone that's under NDA, does not protect someone from reporting illegal behavior. So if you signed an NDA and you witness something illegal, that NDA doesn't hold you to not speaking. We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot. All right. I didn't realize this. Hibiscus says they interviewed Suge Knight in jail. I definitely side-eyed News Nation. Suge Knight, I've seen him more now inside of jail than I've seen him when he was outside, even though he hasn't been outside that long. It's like in and out, in and out, in and out. Now he's been in. All right. D says News National is not credible. I'm learning that every day. Okay, I'm learning that every day. You guys in the chat are a mess. All right, let me play this interview that Courtney Burgess did on News Nation, okay?
Because my next guest just testified before a federal grand jury. He says he was in possession of a trove of digital evidence from Diddy's freak-offs and parties. His name is Courtney Burgess, and he says a friend gave him 11 flash drives that belonged to the late Kim Porter. And if you follow this story, you'll know that Kim Porter is Diddy's ex-girlfriend and the mother of four of his kids. On those drives, the witness says 8 videos featured 8 celebrities at Diddy freak-offs or parties, and that 6 were males, 2 were females. The drive also included a manuscript of an alleged Kim Porter memoir, a memoir that her 4 kids insist is fake. Courtney Burgess told his story on a podcast before he told the grand jury today. And after he told the grand jury, and I mean immediately after, he booked it over to my set and he and his attorney talked to me. I should tell you that he was very limited in how much detail he could go into about his testimony. And because the 8 people in the videos, the 8 celebrities in the videos were allegedly victims of sex crimes, we know who they are, but we will not be naming them, famous or not. Here now is my conversation with Courtney Burgess and Ariel Mitchell, who's his attorney, beginning with the question of whether the participants in the video even knew they were being recorded. Were there any cameras in places where you'd assume privacy, like bathrooms?
Yeah, well, I've never been in this house, but the picture, yes, yes. That's what took place, yes.
You're aware of surreptitious cameras that were recording in private places like bathrooms.
I didn't see the cameras. You could tell how the person was angled. I knew that it was a camera there because I was there. You know, I wasn't there. I don't know if the person was too tall, he was holding it or whatever, but I wasn't there.
May I ask you this, Courtney? And Ariel, you can jump in on this as well, but I want to hear from Courtney first. Your home was raided by federal authorities, and I assume it is because of this material. Is that true?
I wouldn't say that. They just went to every one of them looking for me. They said, the paperwork said the 24th, that I had to be there the 28th, and then it was the 27th. I told them, I can't make it there. That's tomorrow. So I don't know. From the look of it, it was 4 days.
And I want to be specific. When we talk about a raid, we're talking about when a subpoena is served for documents, a search warrant or an arrest warrant. In this situation, Mr. Burgess was not in any way, shape, or form had a search warrant or an arrest warrant issued for him. It was just them serving a subpoena. So when the federal government needs to serve a subpoena, they use the Marshal Service to come to all of your residences if you have more than one residence. So in this situation, they sent marshals to all of Mr. Burgess's residences. And that was somehow construed or understood or turned into a raid, but he did not face a raid. It was just to serve him a subpoena.
Ariel, Do you believe that the subpoenas were issued and executed based on the federal authorities' knowledge that these flash drives existed and had this kind of compromising material?
I think it was based on statements that Mr. Burgess made in a prior interview.
And those statements include descriptions of what the witness says he saw on those tapes. So I asked him about that, and he answered what he could, given the limitations imposed on him after testifying before the grand jury. Out of those 8 videos, 8 celebrities, 6 men and 2 women, how many of those 8 celebrities were close to being underage or potentially underage?
2 males.
2 males. And of those 8 celebrities, how many of them were intoxicated or under the influence of drugs?
This is going to be all speculation. I just want to preface it by he wouldn't know if
appeared
they
to be.
Were. Right.
Sure.
Appeared to
Let
be,
me rephrase
right.
it.
Based on, yes.
Understand. Out of the 8 celebrities who were recorded having intimate relations with Sean Combs, how many of them appeared to be either inebriated or intoxicated or under the influence?
All of them.
Out of those 8, how many appeared to be potentially victimized? How many might have been victimizing?
I think all, to be honest, all.
Were victims
they
or
victims.
Were perpetrating?
Victims.
They were all 8 were victimized.
Yeah,
meaning victim. This was happening to them and they were inebriated.
Right. Not knowing, I guess, how much proof it was in it, what they was doing.
And of those 8, how many seemed to be potentially minors?
2 to 3, possibly 3.
2 to 3. Also,
just to pause there for a second there. So he's saying in this freak off tape, so apparently he has like 8 of them, and apparently there were 8 celebrities involved in them. And then he's thinking between 2 or 3 of them were minors. Okay. Just to confirm some of what you're hearing, because I know some of what they're saying seems a little confusing, but wait until you get to the end of this interview, because I'm like, hold up, wait.
Lies! The lie!
Wait a minute. Okay, get your story together, okay?
On the flash drives, Courtney, was a what looked to be a manuscript written by, it appears to be a woman, who had taken Kim Porter's private journals and had written a book. Is that accurate?
We don't know. I don't know how
who wrote it, put it together, but it was from her when I spoke to her.
What you received on the flash drives, was it the completed book or was it notes from Kim Porter that later were made into a book?
It was completed. It's only 60, okay. It's only about 54 pages.
Sure. And in the beginning, it says, Kim made me promise that if something happened to her, I would make sure this book became public to the world. The way Sean moved, I knew that was a promise I would have to fulfill. Kim knew I was a woman of my word, and this book was going to make it to print. So it sounds like it is a woman who wrote up the notes from Kim Porter. Does that sound accurate?
It's how you read it, yes. I haven't even read the book.
Do you know who the woman is?
He said that he hasn't even read the book. He hasn't even read the book. If you had this book in your possession before coming to a podcast, before speaking to a grand jury, wouldn't you have read the book? The book is about, he says, like 50-something pages. They talk about that in this interview as well. When he said, I haven't even read the book, Keep paying attention.
Oh.
And to be clear, he received it in its complete form. So I think just to make sure we have some clarity here, the manuscript that Mr. Burgess received was already in its complete form. It's not that he edited it or changed anything.
Got it.
He did give it to someone
Makes
else
sense.
who then edited it, but that's not how he received it.
Okay, so Arielle, did your client, Courtney, receive the book from the woman who seems to have written it, saying, I'm a woman of my word, and this book is going to make it to print?
I don't know if he received it from a man or a woman. He can answer that.
I received it from a man. I tell you, somebody she was dating.
Do you know if the notes from the book really were from Kim Porter?
It was, yes, because I spoke to her probably like 6 hours before I got it, received it.
You spoke to Kim Porter?
Yes.
So Kim Porter.
Just saying hi.
You spoke to Kim Porter? Yes. And look, I got to give it to the anchor woman. She wanted to make sure she got clear information. You spoke to Kim Porter. When did you speak to Kim Porter? I know you just play this a little back for you because this is where they lost me in this interview. Because I was like, wait a minute, this is not making sense. This is not the story is it's going here and then it's here. This is why he needs an attorney. And look, not everyone, because you know, here I go twerking on a fence, giving people grace. Sometimes people are not the best when they're nervous on a television show and they're trying to piece all their information together. This is why it's important when you are being interrogated or if you're in an interview and you're handling a legal situation, why it's important to have an attorney with you, a credible, well-versed attorney. Okay. All right.
Somebody she was dating.
Do you know if the notes from the book really were from Kim Porter?
It was, yes, because I spoke to her probably like 6 hours before I got it, received it.
You spoke to Kim Porter?
Yes.
So Kim Porter.
Just saying hi.
Okay.
Just saying hi.
Okay, Arielle, go ahead and...
I'm sorry. You see, Arielle's trying to clean up the situation. So I have questions because he said that he got the Freak Off tapes and the Kim Porter memoir from a woman. I mean, from a man. He said from a man. Now he said he spoke to this woman. Not sure if it's Kim Porter, but then he cleans it up. And then you see Arielle Mitchell, his attorney, trying to come in and fix it. All right, let me just play it back. This is why I have to keep playing it back for you, because I need you to pay attention to why I was like, by the end of this interview, you've lost all type of credibility, everyone involved.
Do you know if the notes from the book really were from Kim Porter?
It was, yes, because I spoke to her probably like... 6 hours before I got it, received it.
You spoke to Kim Porter?
Yes.
So Kim Porter.
Just saying hi.
Okay.
Just saying hi. Didn't
okay, Arielle, go ahead and give me clarity on the timeline.
No, I'm trying to get him Arielle. To provide clarity of was there a conversation with
no,
her?
No, I was
or
talking just... to the person and he said, hold up, this is Courtney B. Redhead. Let me say something to him. He said, I know him. Put me on speaker. Then that's how we end up speaking.
And then later, somebody else came and brought you the manuscript.
Right. Before I left ATL.
To the best of your knowledge, Courtney, do you believe that the manuscript is truly based on Kim Porter's diaries? Because there is a lot of dialogue in there. It is pages and pages of actual dialogue, which, I mean, I can't remember breakfast today, let alone dialogue from 5, 10, 15, and 20 years ago.
I guess this is a woman's scar. You understand? Maybe, you know, what she's been through is, you know, I'm not a woman, so I'm just going by I got female friends and relatives. They always come to the house scoring because what went on in their relationship. And you can't, when you score, you can't forget it.
Important to stop down here for a moment and note again that Sean Combs is accused. He has not been convicted of any crimes. And so far, everything against him is an allegation until it is proven in a court of law and a jury either decides or he decides to sign a plea deal. to any of these crimes. But at this point in the story, Sean Combs is not guilty of any crimes. He is currently under indictment. He is currently being held on bail. But if you're at all...
So you see why I had to go live and address this with you guys, because we went live last night to talk about their interview with TMZ on the street. They then went over to News Nation to do a sit-down interview over at News Nation, okay? But by the time we got to this last part of the interview, I was so confused, but not really confused, because I listened to it multiple times. And I said to myself, why are they lying? And look, I said to you yesterday, before we actually knew how this Diddy witness who spoke to the grand jury yesterday obtained this information, he confirmed that he was given this information from someone else. There's a lot of secondhand, third-hand information. We even remember Kim's lost words that multiple people, including Albie Shore, the children of Kim Porter, came out and said that this book is not real. And that person said that they got the book secondhand. I also told you, I said, do you think whoever is putting out this information might be related to Diddy on Diddy's side, or maybe related to someone else that wants to cover themselves from Diddy? Because there, you know, there are a lot of celebrities that are being tied to this situation. There are a lot of celebrities that know that they're on videotapes. So it makes it interesting to see, like, what who, what, where is involved here and is trying to throw the investigators off the scent, throw the public off the scent. Something's just not making sense. News Nation, this is the last part of News Nation's interview with Courtney Burgess and his attorney, Arielle Mitchell.
But if you're at all curious about how Courtney Burgess feels about Diddy today, I asked him about that too. And here's what he had to say. Your lawyer just said, the story the tapes tell of the story of Diddy from the last several decades. And I know that you've known Diddy for a very long time. Can you describe what that story is based on what you now know to be true, the last several decades of Diddy's behavior and the reason he's now sitting in lockup?
I think I've been doing it for 35 years. I think we probably entered the music business at the same time. He entered with Uptown. I entered into Big Beat, Atlantic. At the time, I guess he was ambitious. He was then from ambitious went to doing anything. And then from doing anything to didn't care about nobody, who he could beat. And then he ended up turning to Lucifer at today. I look at him. I know y'all call him Diddy or Puffy. I call him Lucifer.
So what are we supposed to call you? TD Jakes? Or TD Fakes, as the people in the live chat have been calling you? Oh, my goodness. JP says, Kempire, did you hear your voice in the Megan Thee Stallion documentary? No, I did not. And I didn't get paid for it. Thanks a lot, Megan. How I've been supporting you out here in these streets, and you couldn't give me a little bit of a coin or a heads up.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Well, I didn't hear it. Am I in the documentary? And y'all didn't tell me. I did see that I was on Real Housewives of Orange County's finale again. They used my voice again from when I reported on Shannon's DUI. Did they use my voice again without my permission? It'd be your own people. Look, it'd be your own people. I can get a little bit of a coin. Rock Nation. I can get a little bit of a coin, Roc Nation. Diamond Media, thank you so much for being here. Diamond says, when the grand jury subpoenas you, that means that they got information from someone else that you were in possession of what you had. I think probably, like, I don't want to be a co-conspirator. Here's the thing. He had did an interview on a podcast, and apparently that is what triggered them getting him, giving him a subpoena. All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to get into some other information. Cause look, while we were live, you guys let me know, shout out to all of you co-producers, that one of the freak off tapes, one of the freak off NDAs TMZ got their hands on. So let me go through this because we got the NDA. So this is what TMZ in their exclusive reported on just a few moments ago. Diddy's parties for the rich and famous have long been shrouded in mystery, but now TMZ can show you why, because we've obtained a standard NDA Combs asked party attendees to sign. The document, a pretty standard non-disclosure agreement, prevents signees or signees from sharing information related to Diddy, his family members, current or former partners, spouses, friends, or friends of business associates. The NDA tells signees not to photograph, film, or record, because he's already taken care of that, or have another person photograph, film, or record Diddy or anyone else in his orbit without his written consent, and specifically names social media sites where attendees can't post photos Diddy doesn't sign off on. Attendees are not to give interviews, write books, or otherwise disseminate information about Diddy or the parties without prior written consent. Quite frankly, it's pretty boilerplate NDA, and you can read it all for yourself, but the basic gist is that anyone attending these parties needs Diddy's written consent to share any info. Worth noting, the NDA lasts for the life of the artists, plus 20 years after their death. Damn. Or a grand total of 70 years, whichever is longer. Not 70 years. The length of the NDAs varies from agreement to agreement, but this is certainly on the longer side. Okay. Do you want to go through the NDA together? Okay, let's go through the NDA together. Sidebar, they do write that most recently, a Playboy model at one of his alleged freak-offs claims that he made her watch a J-Lo video before the two got intimate way back in 2000. They've reached out to Diddy's team and they have not heard back. Okay. Ooh, Data. Remember Devious Maids? Data says, Kemp, this is all giving Devious Maids. Remember Devious Maids? That's a good one. All right. So let's go through this NDA just a little bit. Okay. So the confidentiality agreement is made and effective of blah, 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 by and on behalf. The terms you shall include, da, 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 da. All right. Let me see. For good and valuable consideration, the receipt and sufficiency of which are hereby acknowledged by you, hereby irrevocably agree as follows. Sean Diddy Combs, aka Puff Daddy. So this is an old one because it doesn't even say P Diddy. It doesn't say Diddy. It just says aka Puff Daddy. So this is a really old NDA. I'm sure he's changed it since. Okay, so this is Sean Diddy Combs, aka Puff Daddy. Privacy is highly valued, and all efforts will be made to maintain confidentiality with respect to all information and other material of any kind, including without limitation and the terms, conditions, and existence of this agreement, concerning and or related to directly and or indirectly artists and or any other person, corporation, and or other entity related to or affiliated and or associated with artists personally and or professionally, including without limitation, family members, relatives, fiancés, husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, friends, and business associates. Collectively, artist parties and each an artist party, except for information or material publicly and intentionally disclosed by artists. You hereby irrevocably agree that you shall not at any time use or disclose directly or indirectly to anyone any of the information, any information acquired by you in any manner and or by any medium or means whatsoever at any time in the past, present, and or future which concerns or in any way relates to the artist, any artist parties and or artist businesses, activities, entertainment activities, financial affairs, and or personal life, and all such information shall be deemed confidential, private, secret, and sensitive, and kept by you as confidential unless artist otherwise advises you in writing in artist's sole discretion. Okay. Any and all information described in the paragraph, including without limitation, pictures, recordings, records, documents, property, merchandise, or other information related to artists and or to the personal, professional, and or other activities of the artist or any artist party, whether prepared by or on behalf of you or otherwise coming into your possession, is and shall remain artist's sole and exclusive property and shall not be disclosed, removed, sold, disseminated, copied, or otherwise used and or exploited by or on behalf of you without artist prior to written consent. Without limiting the foregoing, without artist's prior, which may be withheld for any or no reason, you shall not and shall not authorize any third party to photograph, which we just talked about in the article, film or otherwise record any sound, likeness, and or activities of the artist and or any artist parties of any kind or nature, whether personal, professional, or otherwise, including without limitation, any appearance, performance, and or rehearsal by artists and or any activity during or related to any service or activity performed by artists. You know people were signing this and not reading this, right? Okay. And or any artist parties without limiting and the foregoing. You shall not and shall not authorize or facilitate any third party to, without artist's prior written consent, which may be withheld for any reason, give any interviews, whether oral or written, write or prepare or assist in the preparation of any books or articles. Because that's the thing. Some people used to, back in the day, try to get over an NDA by telling a friend to disseminate this information. Oh, I witnessed this. So that this is what he was trying to cover. But I still believe that this is a very old NDA because there's no indication in the very beginning of this NDA of his other names, because we all know him as Puff Daddy, but that was like years ago. He went on to become P. Diddy. Then he became Diddy. Then he was known as Love. So I'm pretty sure that this is a very old NDA. So for those that are just joining us, Puff Daddy's Freak Off parties or just his Diddy parties had NDAs, obviously, and apparently TMZ got their hands on the NDA. All right. So they said, any information related to the artist and other artist parties to use or to use by yourself and or any third party, including without limitation, print and or broadcast media, which interviews, books, articles, remarks, and or materials, concerns, discuss or reference artists and or artist parties in any manner whatsoever. All information and materials in paragraph, whether or not publicly disclosed by the others, the prohibited material, you hereby irrevocably grant, convey, transfer, and assign to artists all worldwide right, title, and interest, including all copyrights and or renewal, extension, or similar rights in and to any prohibited material. It's only a 2-page document. Well, like 3 pages. Yeah, it's like 3 pages documents, but this second page is not that long. Let me see what you guys say in the chat. All right. So they continue in regards to this NDA. Here's the thing, though. I just thought about this because, as I said to you before, I said this is probably an old NDA. However, maybe Diddy wasn't up on updating his NDA. Maybe he just used the same old NDA, because I used to work for a law firm and there were like legal documents that they would use for years and years. And you're like, I think this should be updated. So it wouldn't shock me that he was probably using the same NDA up until this year, where it only covered Puff Daddy, but his legal name is in there. So then there's that. Okay. Oh, no, but you know what? Let me look. See, I'm correcting myself. In the beginning, it does say Sean Diddy Combs. So it's probably not that old, because it does refer to him in Diddy as Sean Diddy Combs. All right, look at me correcting myself. Okay. So it says, material, whether or not the same are used and or exploited, and regardless of the medium involved, and the artist may register such copyright in his own name or the name of a designee and without limitation of any other rights or remedies of artists and any artist parties. Artists and or the artist parties shall be entitled to recover any and all monies or other benefits whatsoever received by or on behalf of you from all, any and all sources in connection with any use and or dissemination by or on behalf of you of any confidential information and or prohibited material hereunder, and any such monies or other benefits so received by or on behalf of you shall be held in trust by or on behalf of for your immediate payment to artists and or artist parties. Here's the thing. I'm sure some of these people that were invited to these parties were being given this NDA as they come into the party. I'm sure that they're not receiving this and like, oh, let me have my lawyer look through this. No, they want to go to a Diddy party, so they're signing off and not even reading what's there. I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. All right. It says, you shall not and shall not authorize to facilitate any third party to use and or reference artists and or artist party's name or identity, including your relationship with the artist and or any artist party, with respect to any transaction, sale of goods, or other solicitation. And without limiting the foregoing, you shall not at any time defame or disparage anyone, any information or material which may harm, disparage, demean, or reflect negatively or poorly upon or cause, there's a lot of or in here, injury to the reputation, character, or career of artists and or any of the artist parties. The foregoing expressly includes, without limitation, communications appearing on the internet via blogging and or social media, social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter. So this is not before they changed Twitter and Instagram. Without limiting the foregoing, you shall not, without artist's prior written authorization and artist's sole discretion, A, distribute, publish, or permit the distribution or publication of photographs, videotapes, films, audio tapes, or any other recorded sound or image or any other materials of artists and or artist parties, whether or not the same constitutes prohibited material. I can't recall if in this NDA it included whether or not he could record them. Because you remember, some people were saying that they were being recorded without their knowledge. I'm not sure if at these particular parties, was he recording the parties or just recording the freak-off parts? Because, you know, a lot of people said that attended these parties, you know, there was the regular party and then you leave. And then apparently after this regular party with all the celebrities, there was another party, like the after party. Okay, there was an after party. All right. Let me skip down here. Where do I want to go? So they say, you acknowledge that due to the nature of the entertainment industry, any disclosure or dissemination by you of any information or material described in paragraph one will deprive artists and or the artist parties of the right to use such information or material. You expressly agree if you breach or threaten to breach paragraph one, artists and or the artist parties would suffer immediate irreparable harm and injury, which could not be adequately compensated by an award of monetary damage. In addition to all other rights or remedies available to artists and the artist parties, artists and or artist parties shall be entitled to injunctive relief and all other remedies provided in such event by law or equity. Such remedies shall include, without limitation, the right to prevent dissemination of any information or materials described in paragraph one. You agree to execute any documents and take such other actions as may be reasonably requested by artists and or the artist parties to further evidence or effectuate the rights set forth in this agreement. So basically, you're going to do what I told you to do in order to rectify if you release any of this information. I'm just putting it in layman terms based on what I'm getting from this. You hereby appoint artists as the attorney in fact, which appointment is irrevocable and coupled with an interest with full power of substitution and delegation to execute all such documents which you fail to execute within 5 days after artist and or artist parties request therefore. 3, the term of this agreement and duty to keep all information confidential and not use prohibited material shall commence on the first date above and continue for the life of the artist, meaning Diddy, plus 20 years or 70 years, whichever is longer. 4, you warrant and represent that A, You have the full right, power, and authority to enter into this agreement and be bound by the obligations herein. Neither the execution, delivery, nor performance of this agreement by you shall conflict with or result in a default or loss of rights under any agreement or understanding to which you or any of your affiliates is a party, or by which you or any of your properties may be found or bound. I wonder if any minors, because, you know, recently in a lot of these recent lawsuits, there are a lot of minors that have accusations, or at the time they were minors, had accusations against Diddy. I wonder if any minors signed these NDAs, and if you are a minor signing this NDA, is that legitimate? Attorneys, attorneys, weigh in. I haven't been looking at the chat, but if you're an attorney, please weigh in. If you're a minor signing an NDA, is that legally bound? Okay. This agreement constitutes your valid and binding obligation, enforceable in accordance with its terms. And D, you have signed the agreement voluntarily without duress, coercion — that's an interesting word for him to be using — or undue influence. This agreement shall be deemed to have been entered into the state of New York, and its validity, interpretation, and legal effect shall be governed by the laws of the state of New York applicable to contracts entered into and performed entirely therein. Okay. Nasser, thank you for reminding me. Nasser says the girl that went to the VMA signed an NDA, and she was a minor. And she was definitely a minor. So on the last page of this NDA, it continues: the New York courts only will have jurisdiction over all controversies regarding this agreement, and any action or other proceedings which involves such a controversy will be brought solely in the courts located within the state of New York. You hereby consent to the personal jurisdiction of such court and waive any objection based on personal jurisdiction, venue, or forum non-convenience. This agreement embodies our entire agreement with respect to the subject matter hereof. This agreement shall inure to the benefit of and be binding upon the parties hereto and their respective heirs, executors, administrators, representatives, members, owners, shareholders, licensees, designees, successors, and assigns. This agreement may not be transferred or assigned in any manner by you, and any attempt to transfer or assignment shall be deemed null and void. Faxed — damn, who still has a fax machine? — faxed, photocopied, and scanned signatures of this agreement shall be deemed effective as originals. You agree to defend, indemnify, and hold artists and the artist parties and their respective parents, subsidiaries, affiliates, licensees, assignees, and their officers, directors, members, managers, agents, distributions, and employees harmless from and against, and all liabilities, damages, judgments, losses, costs, and expenses, including without limitation, reasonable counsel fees of any kind or nature whatsoever, which may be sustained or suffered by or secured against any of them by reason of, based upon, or relating to any breach of any of the provisions, representations, or warranties contained hereby or by virtue for any inaccuracy in or breach of the representations and warranties made by you hereunder to any third party on behalf of the artist and or artist parties, or any claim, action, or proceeding asserted or instituted relating to or growing out of such of any such breach. We're almost done. All covenants, terms, restrictions, and provisions of this agreement are severable if any such covenant, term, restriction, and or provisions is held by a court or other legal forum of competent jurisdiction to be valid, void, or unenforceable. Such covenant, term, restriction, or other provisions shall be amended to the limited extent necessary to be valid and enforceable, and the remainder of this agreement shall remain in full effect, in full force and effect. The parties acknowledge that any competent judicial authority shall be empowered to modify such invalid, illegal, or unenforceable covenant, term, restriction, and or other provision, if any, in accordance with this paragraph. 7, this is an important legal document. You acknowledge that A, you have reviewed this agreement with your legal counsel. Did you have your legal counsel at the door before you entered the party? You reviewed this agreement with your legal counsel or knowingly declined the opportunity to do so. Your failure to review this agreement with your legal counsel shall not impair the legally binding nature of this agreement. And you have fully read and understand and voluntarily accept all of the terms and conditions of this agreement. You certify that you are 18 years of age or older. So my inclination was correct. So if you are under the age of 18 years, then would it not be valid? You certify that you're 18 years of age or older, accepted and agreed, including acknowledgement of receipt of all consideration. And then you fill this out, you sign it. Okay. Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Elsing says, who read all of that when they're half drunk from the first party? I was thinking the same thing. A lot of people are showing up to the Diddy party probably already inebriated on something else. So, well, apparently TMZ got their hands on this P. Diddy, Sean Combs, NDA. NDA. This is according to TMZ. I believe it. It seems like a standard NDA, to be honest with you. We were suspicious of the Shakedown attorney and Courtney Burgess. However, I believe this, and this was probably one of the NDAs, one of many different NDAs that he's probably had over the years. Okay. One of the many, many NDAs. Okay. Paola says, my 17-year-old wants to be a corporate lawyer. Ugh, legal writings are so confusing. It can be, but as I'm reading it, mind you, I'm not an attorney. However, as I'm reading it, if you use context clues, some of it makes sense. Some of it makes sense. You can kind of navigate what you're signing on your own, but you're signing, people are giving literally, when you go to an industry party sometimes, or you're going to be around a celebrity, you're signing these things without an attorney and you're signing them at the door. I know there was one particular celebrity. I know of someone that went to their home and they went to a separate room before they even saw the celebrity and they had to sign an NDA. And this person was a celebrity that was signing the NDA. So they were signing an NDA to be around another celebrity. Allegedly. So we shall see. P-Dub says, Courtney Burgess has the goods. Watch and see. I don't believe that he doesn't have the goods, but him as the person delivering the goods, I'm like, where did you come from? Who gave this to you? And it's clear that he doesn't know a lot because the interview that he did on News Nation didn't help. And the fact that he has the Shakedown attorney as the representative, I'm like, so he's sort of the middleman to bring this information to the light. Do I believe he has the material? Well, if he met with the grand jury, I'm sure he's going to have to deliver the material to them. I'm not sure if he actually delivered the material to them. I don't know if I would want to be the middleman in this situation. And I think Arielle Mitchell, she's been saying multiple times that there is this information out there. I think they wanted to find somebody that they could put out there that's not them and say, well, he got the information. So apparently he's got the Diddy freak off tapes. He says on one of those freak off tapes, there's 8 celebrities, 2 or 3 minors in the video. And apparently he has the real Kim Porter memoir, Real Kim Porter memoir. And apparently, Arielle Mitchell is working with Amazon to possibly have that published sooner than later. Okay? Lexi says, I would sign an NDA in exchange for a pot of gold only. Well, look, there's nothing wrong with signing an NDA. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you think about what possibly was happening at these Diddy freak-off parties, back in the day, what we know now in regards to NDAs, I think the common man didn't know. They're like, oh, I signed this NDA. I can't say nothing. I saw a lot of illegal stuff, allegedly, and I can't say nothing. A lot of people still to this day don't realize an NDA does not protect you from admitting that you witnessed something that was illegal. That goes for those of you that are working in the corporate world, working in for anyone. It doesn't matter if it's in entertainment or otherwise. I know in entertainment, they would say it will ruin your career, and they will ruin your career. Okay. Patricia, I remember that too. Patricia says, remember, Candy said that she had her and Todd's third person sign an NDA. Yes, I do. There's nothing wrong with an NDA, especially for a public person. You don't want people saying, I'm going to go write a book about, you know, the night I had sex with Todd and Candy. Okay. But if that person was inebriated, that's a lot. That's a lot. And it's illegal. Okay. Drea says 8 celebs. Yes. 6 males, 2 females, possibly 2 or 3 minors. All right, y'all. That is your Friday night Diddy update. I never know. I never know when I'm going to come live. I thought we might get a little bit of a break, but I saw this story. I haven't been live at all today. And I said, let me give you guys an update in regards to the Diddy mess. I saw this interview and I said, here we go. Here we go. All right. If you guys have a question for me, I'm going to take these last few minutes to answer your questions. So let me know what questions you have. Start your question off with a Q, colon, and then put your question. That way I'll be able to see what your questions are. All right. All right. Shout out to everyone watching on TikTok. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitter. Hey, Twitter. I didn't see you guys there. A lot of stuff is going on Twitter. I just was in the middle of watching Real Housewives of Orange County. I haven't finished it. I probably will recap it tomorrow. They had a good season. Anyways, I'll talk about that tomorrow. And if you miss any of our Diddy updates, make sure you check them out here on the channel. We had so many since Diddy was arrested. So many Diddy updates. So much information that I need to do like a whole separate playlist, and maybe I'll work on that this weekend, just a playlist so you guys have all of your Diddy information in one playlist, okay? Thank you, Elsa Singleton, for being here. Thanks, shout out to all of you that are consistently here, but if you're new here, let us know. I want to hear from you guys as well. If you're new here, we just hit over 500,000 subscribers here in the channel. The road to 1 million, here we come. We appreciate it. Thank you, Winky. Oh, here go Data. Data says, Data says, what if we gave a fake name and signature for these NDAs? Does it count? It does. I think there's a way around that. So if you've signed the fake name, that's not going to cover you from not being liable. All right. Mr. Melon Magic says, have you ever signed an NDA from a celebrity? That's a really good question. I don't think so. Like, I've signed NDAs for other things, like media stuff, but not for like a specific celebrity. But yeah. Drea says, Kempire, why do you think we haven't heard from KK? KK is the chief of staff for Sean Diddy Combs. And her name is Christina Corum. You've probably seen photos of her in Little Rod's lawsuit. He claimed that she is his Jaslyn, the same woman that helped Epstein. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know if she's working with the feds. We haven't seen her. I mean, even if she wasn't working with the feds, I would think she would still lay low. You know what I mean? And work behind the scenes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Who is coming to my Los Angeles show? Guys, don't forget, I'm coming. I'm bringing the Kempire After Dark live experience. If you enjoy content like this, we're going to be talking about this stuff in person. All right. Make sure you get your tickets. I'll be coming to Los Angeles on November 20th at the Bourbon Room. Go get your tickets today. Stop waiting. It's less than 3 weeks away. Okay. Less than 3 weeks away. Then I'm coming to London. I'm coming to London on December 8th. Get your tickets for that. And then we're coming back to Washington, D.C. We're coming back January 24th, the very first show of 2025. And we're going back to London. Okay. So make sure you get your tickets for that. All the information is available in the description. All right. Let me see something here. I might be missing some of your questions. Hold on. MM says, is his bail still pending? Well, his bail was denied. His bail was denied twice. Okay. His bail is up for appeal on his birthday, which is Monday. Okay. So we will see next week. Again, there will be another Diddy update in regards to Diddy and whether or not he will get bail. I highly doubt that he will. I highly doubt, despite him giving up his $1 million home, his mother's $1 million home, his daughter's passports, all of that. But I doubt it. I doubt it. Questions. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Love is Life says, do you think that Diddy will get out? I think I just answered it. I really don't. Based off the legal experts that I've spoken to, none of them feel as if Diddy will get out. He's too much of a flight risk. I did find out April 21st, you know, the first day of spring, right? No, it's not. That's the first day of tourist season. Well, it's about to be, it will be tourist season. April 21st, our mayor, Eric Adams, is going to trial. He's not under lock and key like Diddy, but he's going to trial. You know, if you didn't see the separate video that we did with Stephanie St. Aubin to explain the trial, be sure to check out that video. He's going to trial 2 weeks before Diddy. Diddy goes to trial on Cinco de Mayo. Okay. Kimmy says, is she the one they couldn't find right after everything went down? Yes. In regards to KK, Christina Corum, his chief of staff. Yes. Patricia says, what do you think about Teresa and Gia selling purses on TikTok? Do you think Louis has went through all the money? Teresa's a hustler, and I think a lot of people think that these housewives are filthy rich, and they're really not. So she's got to hustle. If they're not working right now, she's got to hustle. And look, TikTok is major for selling stuff right now. I feel like TikTok is the new HSN. That's all I see when I'm swiping through the lives. I'm sure a lot of you come through here, and you're like, you're just happy to see something that's not me selling you something. Except go subscribe to my channel. Go subscribe to the podcast. Who has subscribed to the podcast, and who's given us a 5-star rating? Go do it now, please. The Social Deviant, love it. So Social Deviant says, why do you think Lorianne Gibson hasn't spoken out? Because she probably doesn't want to speak out. We've seen the abuses that she experienced under Diddy. So that might be the reason why. Or maybe she just doesn't want to get involved. Or maybe she is involved. Don't forget, there are people speaking to the feds that are just not speaking out now. Mr. Melon Magic says, is there a way I can report Shake and Bake lawyer to the bar? Yeah. I mean, I'm not telling you to, but I'm just saying, of course. People do it all the time. I wouldn't be surprised if people have done it already. Okay. Yes, guys, don't forget to go out and vote. We have a very important election here in the States on Tuesday. Early voting is still available this weekend here in New York City. This is your last opportunity for early voting. And then, of course, Tuesday is the big, big day if you haven't voted yet. Okay. All right. Did I get everyone's questions? Thank you, Dorea. Dorea is going to subscribe to the podcast. Oh, my gosh. Maria says, your voice helped me get out of a panic attack. Have a good... Maria. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad that it helped. But a panic attack is like the worst. So, oh, that made me tear a little bit. Look. No emotions. I'm horrid. Ow. Sorry. Oh man, that made my night. Thank you so much, Maria. Have a good night, Mama Ellie. Thanks. Shout out to our Kingsguards, guys. Don't forget to show some love to our Kingsguards. I go live and I don't even get them at. I mean, I give the notification squad, but they're always here. Shout out to Foxy. Shout out to Sister on the Move. Shout out to Mama Ellie. Shout out to Judy. Shout out to all of our Kingsguards. If I didn't mention your name, I apologize. Maybe you're not here enough. No, I'm playing. All right. Did I get everyone's questions before I go? I know it's a Friday night. I actually was going to come live and do our singles night. You know, we did last week or last Friday, our singles night. I'm not going to do it tonight. No, maybe I will. 11 o'clock. I'll come back on live and we'll talk, you know, being single and lonely. Whoa. I'm playing. I'm being facetious. Maybe I'll pull some tarot cards. Okay. Make sure you're subscribed. Just saying. Anyways, that is your Diddy update. Thank you to everyone for being here. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Friday evening. It's a nice, warm, beautiful night here in New York City. So I might just go sit out on the terrace and enjoy a little breeze. It's very windy today for some reason. I don't know why. Anyways, thank you to our Kingsguards. Thank you to our channel members. Become a member today at teamkempire.com/join. And for everything Kempire, including our tour dates coming to Los Angeles, London, and DC in the next couple of months, go get your tickets today. And don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire podcast. All right. Don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire podcast. Jordan, maybe we'll talk about this in a separate live in regards to Brynn. I wanted to keep this really just focused on Diddy. So maybe in a separate live, we'll talk about Brynn's apology and some other stuff. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow when we recap Real Housewives of Orange County. All right. Everyone have a fantastic night. All right. Thank you so much, Love is Life. Love is Life says, yes, I believe. Soothing voice. Your voice makes me hungry. My mom, who passed, talks like that, like she had just had a good meal. Sounds weird, but some people have to go get some good, some food voice. That's so interesting. Okay. Now I'm hungry. Now I'm going to have some tea because I need to soothe the voice. All right, got to protect the voice. All right, guys, have a fantastic night. Again, thank you all for being here. Thank you for taking time out of your day. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let us know your thoughts on this Lady Diddy update. And if you subscribe to the podcast, we will be uploading another Diddy update there if you want to take us on the go. Sometimes it's just easier for people there. But don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Thank you all for being here. Yes, Christine says, I love being single. Me too, girl. And I voted today. love it, guys. Happy November, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that good stuff. Happy Diwali, that too. All right, I'm out of here, y'all. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.